Researcher Brian Daly found a big difference in driving behaviors between drivers with autism and the control group.
The autism spectrum disorder groups was reporting much higher levels of problematic driving behaviors.
Those problems included more mistakes and more tickets. Here's Daly again.
Mistakes that occur on the road, such as not turning on your turn signal when you're merging into another lane, and lapses such as failing to yield when merging onto the highway.
56-year-old Brent White has autism. He says certain stimuli, like bright lights and noise, are too much to handle.
Light to me is kind of like having somebody screaming in my ear. And the way headlights are, it's sort of like somebody with a megaphone in my ear. It physically hurts.
So White says he doesn't drive at night anymore. A study from 2010 found that about 80% of those with autism relied on friends and family for transportation. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.